Welcome to Unapologetically Myself. I'm your host, Amanda Carluccio, and today's episode is going to be all about egg freezing. If you ever thought about freezing your eggs, this is the episode for you, so stay tuned. Welcome to Unapologetically Myself.
Oh my God, am I being too loud? Whatever, f*** it.
Oh yeah, we got this.
Are you guys ready?
I just want y'all to start living life. Just be yourself.
Let's do this, bitches. So a little recap of my month. I finally moved in with my boyfriend and it has been bittersweet. Fun fact, if you've been following me for a while, you probably thought I lived with my parents, but I don't. I used to live on my own in the cutest apartment. It was like my first big girl apartment ever. And it's like kind of where I found myself. You know, I was like in a bad place. I went through a breakup right before I moved in, and then I moved in and I was there for 3 years and I found myself. I loved living by myself. It was amazing. And it's just bittersweet to leave that because I had so many memories there and I had spiral staircases and I'm obsessed with them. So I'm really going to miss them. And also we have to change the thoughts from the loft. So every episode at the end, I do thoughts from the loft because my podcast room was in the loft in my old apartment, but now I don't have it anymore. So we'll have to change that little saying. Well, we could still say thoughts from the loft, but for now, we'll think of something else. But moving in with my boyfriend, I know I was hesitant because the last time I moved in with a man, it didn't go as planned and I wound up getting cheated on, but let's hope this one's better. I think my choices in men have upgraded and no, he's a sweetheart. So it's been a lot of fun actually, you know, no fights, thank God. Right. We just had our first like housewarming Super Bowl party, go Eagles. So now I'm doing my podcast as he's in the other room and he's probably listening to me. So bear with me because I'm a little nervous. I don't want him listening. I don't know about you, but like I get nervous when other people listen to me. Like, don't listen to me talk. Even though I have a podcast, like, I hate hearing my voice. I hate it. I sound like a man with, like, a raspy little, like, undertone to it, and I don't like it. I just don't like it. Anyway, I really wanted to get more in-depth with the egg freezing process because I know some of you have asked to do a full episode on that. So right now, I have a couple friends going through the egg freezing process and also a couple friends going through fertility treatments. And they're kind of similar, kind of different, but I actually did some research for you guys. Yes, I did. And I wanted to bring you guys some facts about egg fertility. This study came from Shady Grove Fertility and it was published on May 22nd, 2018. So I thought this was really interesting. Every woman is born with a set number of eggs. At 20 weeks gestation, is that how you say it? Yeah. Each female fetus has about 6 million eggs. Guys, we have 6 million eggs as a fetus, okay? The most eggs she will ever have in her lifetime. At birth, she's already lost approximately half of her eggs. Great, we're already set up for failure. And then by the time she reaches puberty, she has only about 200,000 to 400,000 left. This is not to scare you. I just thought this was very interesting. The next fun fact I had from Shady Grove Fertility was that not every egg can produce a viable pregnancy. Therefore, they generally recommend that women 37 or younger who have excellent ovarian function freeze between 15 to 20 mature eggs. For women over 38 or women at any age with diminished ovarian function, we recommend freezing 25 to 30. So that's a lot. And I'll talk about my journey and how many eggs I got at the end of this episode, but they did recommend me doing it again. And I haven't done it again, but they do recommend me doing it one more time to get that, you know, 15 to 20 mature eggs. Another fact is the eggs are frozen in liquid nitrogen, so eggs can remain frozen indefinitely, which is pretty cool. Another fact, egg quality, otherwise known as your fertility potential, typically remains relatively high into a woman's early to mid 30s, but then generally declines more rapidly in the late 30s and early 40s. One more interesting fact, there's no perfect age for egg freezing. Doctors say, yes, it's better to have your younger eggs because once you freeze the eggs stay at that age, but there's no perfect egg. I mean, there's no perfect age for egg freezing, but freezing earlier will yield better results. Meaning, so if you freeze your eggs at 25, you'll always have those 25-year-old fresh young eggs than if you were to freeze your eggs at 40, because your eggs start to decline after 30, so you're going to have older eggs. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I did some research for y'all. Let's get into my process and what I went through when I did my egg freezing. So I always said to myself, if I am 30 and single, I'm going to freeze my eggs. 30 happened. I didn't do it. 31 happened. I didn't do it. 32 happened. I didn't do it. I did it when I was 33. I was like, okay, you know what? This time I was single at 33. I'm doing it. I had just met my now boyfriend then, but I was like, you know, it doesn't matter. We're not engaged. We're not even engaged. It doesn't matter. I would still do it. I wanted to freeze my eggs. I want a family so much. And I also, when I was in my 20s, I felt like I was more ready for kids than I am now. Cause I'll be damn honest. I am tired now. Like I was a young 20-year-old. I was ready for kids. I wanted kids early. I always wanted to be a young mom. And here I am, 35 years old and still not even pregnant. But you know what? It is what it is. God has a plan. When I decided to do it, I was excited, nervous, apprehensive. How much is this going to cost? Why am I doing this? And you know what? Don't listen to anybody but yourself. Like, you'll have older family and even younger family going, why you're doing that? You're so young. Then you have the older generation saying, what do you mean? You're not going to have kids in your 40. That's too old. Just stop. Stop, stop, stop. I'm tired of the timelines. I'm tired of the biological clock ticking. I'm tired of people getting in your business and telling you stuff. If it's something that is important to you and you want peace of mind and you want to do it, do it. So I did it. Because I was tired of waiting for a man almost. I was tired of waiting for a man. I was just like, I want to do it because I want a family. And this is for my future family. Even if I find that person and that one and I want to build a family with them, who's to say that I won't need these eggs? And he'll be happy, aka Steve, which is my boyfriend now, will be happy if we have trouble. You know what I'm saying? So first things first, I went to RMA in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. My first consultation, I got to talk to the doctor. I spoke with the nurse coordinator. They did an intravaginal exam to check to make sure all my follicles were good. And they called like the eggs follicles, like where there would be eggs, they called them follicles. Odd, I know, but that's what they did. Blood work, urine sample, and then I also spoke to the financial coordinator, which we loved. So that's what I did in my first consultation. And when I spoke with the financial coordinator, they told me around approximately how much it would be. They set me up with a loan service, and I used Future Family, in which I could take a loan out and pay them monthly. And guess what? I'm still paying them monthly. And I did it when I was 33, and I am 35 now, but that is okay. I'm going to tell you how much it was in a moment. That was the first visit. So the first consultation, the second visit, they did a saline sonogram, which they injected saline into my vagina and checked everything out in there. And it doesn't hurt, but they do say to take Tylenol an hour before your visit, just in case you might have like some discomfort and cramping. And it really wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. I don't even think I had cramping. But anyway, they put saline in there and check for any abnormalities or any issues. Thank God I was fine. So I was scheduled to have my third visit. The third visit, we did blood work again, and they started me on estradiol pills, which is estrogen, and I took one tablet twice a day. Now, when I took these estradiol pills, my tits were massive. I think it was just because I was having so much estrogen in my body. Like, they were so swollen, they were so sore, and yeah, that's a fact that you should know if you're going to do this. So after the third visit, they told me, okay, when you get your next period, also mind you have to go off birth control if you are doing the egg freezing process because you need to be ovulating. So birth control stops you from ovulating, but of course you need to ovulate when they are removing your eggs. So you get off birth control and then you could go ahead and start this process. So after the third visit, they said, call the facility on your first flow day. So like your first heavy flow day of your period. So if you get your period, don't call them that day. Call them the following day, like the first full flow day. And I did. So I called my nurse coordinator. I had gotten my period, called my nurse coordinator, and then they tell you to come in. They schedule an appointment for you to come in. The fourth visit, after the first full flow day, call the nurse coordinator. You go in on the third day of your menstrual cycle, okay? On that third day of your menstrual cycle, they do blood work and an ultrasound. And then, lucky you get to start injections. So then I got to start my injections, which you get from a different like medication facility. I had to drive like about, I want to say a half hour to get all my medication. And then you get the medication and you're going to freak out like I did. I was like, this is so much. What do I do? Don't freak out. You're going to have a nurse coordinator that's going to help you through the entire process. My nurse coordinator was literally a saint. I called her and she went through how to inject myself and everything over Zoom. So she was awesome. After you do the blood work and ultrasound, you get to start injections that day. They gave me two injections in my lower abdomen. I can't even talk. They gave me two injections in my lower abdomen. So I was given the Gonal F at 450 units and a low dose ECG at 20 units. This is different for everyone depending on how many follicles you have, depending on your ovarian reserve. So I did this every night for, I want to say, 11, 12 days. So I would go about my day. I try to do it the same time every day. So I think I did it at 5 o'clock. I would inject myself with the Gonal F and then I would go ahead with the low dose ECG. And I felt like a mad scientist. And the injections did not hurt that bad. I was actually surprised that I had my mom try to help me do it and I didn't like her doing it. It actually felt better when I did them myself. So like you just pinched your stomach, put it in real quick and it was fine. It didn't hurt that bad. There's so many videos on YouTube that you can watch if you're nervous. It really wasn't bad. The worst part I would have to say is I felt huge. Like I felt so bloated. I like couldn't button my pants. It was just, you felt so uncomfortable because they're giving you those estradiol pills and they're injecting you with hormones to make those eggs bigger so they can retrieve them. So you feel huge because all those eggs are just getting enlarged and like you almost feel pregnant. Like I looked pregnant. I have a picture of myself and I look pregnant and I just felt so uncomfortable. I will say a lot of people experience depression when they go through this because it's very emotional, but I have to say I was the happiest I've ever been. Like I was happy and fat and I loved it. You are injecting yourself with the pregnancy hormone. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll be so happy when I'm pregnant. But it was a lot because you have to inject yourself every day. You feel uncomfortable. You don't like want to go hang out with your friends. You don't really want to do anything because you just injected yourself. Some people get bruising. Luckily, I didn't get any bruising, thank God. But it's a lot. It's a lot mentally to go through. And physically, I just felt huge. That was like really the only downside other than the fact of it being a long process. Like this whole process from start to finish took a month. From the first consultation to the egg removals. It just was a very long process. So after that, we get to day 9 of injections and I started taking a Provera pill daily at night. They wanted to start me on. And then day 11 of injections came and that's when I took the trigger shot. Now, what the trigger shot does is it triggers your eggs to be released so that they can go in and remove them. Now, during this process, during the injections, I had to go into the facility to RMA every morning to check my vitals, and they also checked my eggs. So they would tell me how many eggs I had. And at this point, I had around 20. So every morning, I would get my vitals checked, and they would check my ovarian reserve. They would check my eggs. And they would say, okay, we want to inject you a couple more days because there's a couple more that are going to get enlarged and we really want to be able to get them. So day 11 of injections come. It's time for the trigger shot. At this time, I had about 20 good eggs, I think they said, 20 good follicles in there. So you want to take the trigger shot 24 hours before your procedure. And yes, there's a procedure and they do knock you out for it. And I didn't know this. I went ahead and took the trigger shot at 2 a.m. because I was getting the procedure done at 2 p.m. So you need to take it 24 hours before. So I had to wake up at 2 a.m., give myself the trigger shot. I stopped taking the other two shots. So that night, I stopped taking the Gonal F and the low-dose ECG, took the trigger shot, and then I also had to take another shot of Pregnol. So I stopped the two other shots, and I took the trigger shot and the Pregnol shot before my procedure. The next day, my mom took me to RMA to do the procedure. It's only about 15 minutes. Yes, you are out. You are under anesthesia. You don't feel anything because you're under anesthesia. You wake up like that because it's only 15 minutes. And then right then and there, they tell you how many eggs they retrieved. When I woke up, I didn't feel any discomfort. They say, you know, take off. You'll probably just need to take off one day of work because you just might feel groggy from the anesthesia and might not feel well. But other than that, I felt fine. When I woke up, they told me they retrieved 20 eggs. But the thing is, they tell you the next day whether those eggs matured because you can only freeze the matured eggs. So they got 20, and that's a great number. I was so surprised. And then they call me the next day, and they said only 11 matured. So out of the 20, only 11 matured, which is still a great number. But they did recommend me doing it again because you really want to have, like I said in the beginning, between – what was it, 20 and 30 eggs, if you really want to have a high chance of having more than one kid. So I said, you know what, I'm going to hold off for now. If I am 36 and still not pregnant, I will do it again. I am 35, so next year I'll probably do it again. But anyway, it's also very expensive, so probably won't. I don't know. 11 is a really good number, and I'm grateful for that. I know a lot of people have done it, and they don't get as great numbers. But you know what? That doesn't mean to say if they do it again, they can get an even higher number. What's crazy about us women is that every time your cycle comes, you can have a different amount of eggs, which is crazy. So like one time they can get 20 eggs, but then the next time you go, you only have 5, unfortunately. It just all depends. It's really crazy how our body works. I'm really happy I did it. I think I have a little peace of mind. I don't constantly worry if I can have a child or not, which I used to. Like in my 20s, this is like all I would think about, which like you would think, Amanda, like you're only 20. Why are you thinking about freezing your eggs? Like, no, that's all I thought about because I wanted to be a young mom so bad. And it just hasn't happened yet, but that's okay. So I want to go over the cost. So the total approximate number they gave me and the total approximate number that I actually spent was $12,000. Mind you, I live in New Jersey and I live in Morris County area. So I know it's way different in other states. Also, I would recommend asking your employer if they do have egg retrieval benefits. Sometimes they help with infertility issues, like couples that are having infertility issues, and they'll definitely help you with that. But when it comes to egg retrieval, sometimes they don't. Unfortunately, my office did not have egg benefits yet, but they are looking into it. So maybe for my next retrieval, they'll help me out. But I definitely would ask your employer because a lot of them do cover it. But so the cost up front, they needed $8,600 up front. And then for the medication, it was $3,000. But luckily, I was able to go through Future Family for a loan and then pay monthly, which I'm still paying monthly. And yes, the interest rate is high, but I know it was an investment for my future. And to me, that was worth it. And it's basically just like a car payment. I think it's like $270 right now a month, which, yes, it's a lot, but I'm really happy I did it. I have 11 frozen eggs now, so I'm really happy. If you guys have any questions, please don't hesitate to DM me on Unapologetically Myself, the Instagram. I'll definitely answer your questions there. It was a very tiring process. You know, I felt very it's almost like discouraging because you're like, oh, I wish I didn't have to do this, but it was something that I hoped would bring me peace of mind, which it did, because I was constantly worried, oh my God, am I going to have a baby? You look at all your friends, I'm 33 at the time, and everyone was on like their second kid, and I was like the only single one at that point. And regardless, even if I was still dating my boyfriend then, which I had just met him, I would have still done it because, I mean, you just never know. You don't know if like you and your partner would have infertility issues, and it just gave me peace of mind. So if you're definitely interested in that, I would say definitely look at your options, look at your financial options with your employer and check it out. It doesn't hurt to just look. Yes, it's expensive, but you can pay monthly. After the procedure, it takes a while to get your period back, just so you know. Once you get your period, you call the facility and let them know. Make sure everything's good. You might get a little cramping. It might hurt worse than when you usually get your period, because I think I had like really bad cramps. But nothing out of the ordinary. Everything's fine. And everyone was super nice at RMA. I'd highly, highly recommend them. They're known for their egg freezing. And I will say you do have to pay $1,200 a year to keep them frozen. So that is another con, unfortunately. But it is like an egg freezing fee to keep them frozen at the facility. And then I always wonder, though, like, how do they know? Like, where are my eggs stored? Like, how do I know they're not going to pick somebody else's eggs? I always wonder about that and worry about that sometimes. But you know what? I like to think that no one's going to do that. So let's keep our fingers crossed. So I can hear my boyfriend laughing in the other room. So we're just going to ignore that. Also, his name is Steve. Yeah, he's laughing. I can hear him. His name's Steve. So Stephanos, the Greek, is laughing in the other room, probably having feta. He probably has feta all over his face because he puts feta on everything, like even his cereal. Anyway, that is all for the egg freezing. And let's see, like, some thoughts from the love. I really don't have any thoughts for you guys today, so I apologize. But I will say one of my thoughts is how I am very happy that I have my own bathroom and do not have to share it with Stephanos, because he is a messy boy and he gets water over everything. And I don't know why. Like, why do you guys have to get water everywhere? Like, his towel is sopping wet. I know I talked about this on the last episode, but it's really bad. Anyway, we have two bathrooms and I'm so happy I don't have to share with him. Third, I now have a dog. My boyfriend has a German Shepherd. And there's hair everywhere. So if anyone has a recommendation on a really good lint roller, please, I'm begging you, please put it down below, because I need it. But she's adorable. Her name is Luna. She's 2 years old and I'm obsessed with her. I actually love sleeping with her. Like, I wish she would sleep with us in the bed the entire night. But when we shut the lights off, she goes in her little bed. And I wish she would just like stay with me. She's just like a huge body pillow. She's actually like my size standing up, which I'm like 4'11". She's probably even taller. But she's just such a good dog and I love her. And that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, please comment below. You can watch this on YouTube and listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And I will see you guys next month. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Love you. Bye. Mwah.